The designated national authority is involved in the process, in the life cycle of CDM, from the moment of the inception of the project in which the PIN is developed to the time that it is registered, and even after it is registered for continuous monitoring in compliance with the UNFCCC guideline.
The role of the DNA is very simple. Although CDM is a very complicated subject matter, the role of DNA is very simple. We analyze and approve projects, and we have a certain set of criteria, sustainable development criteria, and those criteria are really determined country by country. Criteria of sustainable development in DRC are different from criteria in Angola or in Rwanda. And what we do is we look whether a project, a CDM project proposed to us, really fulfills our sustainable development criteria. Then we make a decision. If it does fulfill our sustainable development criteria, then we approve the project. If it does not, then we ask for a review by the project developer.
The DNA also provides assistance to project developers. So project developers now, if there is a DNA, then they use it as a point of collecting information and understanding about what CDM is. So that is a very important step.